two things that I want to leave you with today, you and the listening audience, and that is about the eco-responsibility program at Sun. Really, we have what we call a kind of a three-pillared platform that talks about innovate, act, and share inside Sun. So innovate talks about the idea of creating eco-friendly products and services, both for our own use and for our customers' use. Then the ACT part is about building making our company more environmentally conscious in terms of our own operations, our energy consumption, our greenhouse gas production. And then SHARE has always been one of Sun's core values in terms of the ability to build communities and openly share things, all the way back to the 1980s when we open-sourced our NFS protocol through the introduction of our latest, most energy-efficient central processing units, the Cool Thread servers, which when we announced them, we put them out on the basically put the design and the test plans out on the web and said, you know, help us to use the open source license and build a community around chip multi-threading. So innovate, act, and share. That's one of the things that I want to leave you with. Then I want to talk about the idea that economy and ecology are really what eco is about for Sun. So it's not just one thing. We understand that companies are pragmatic and that they have to make a product for their shareholders, that universities and other organizations that are nonprofits have to still make efficient use of whatever resources they're talking about. And you can't make decisions along an ecological axis only. You have to be able to make them around both economy and ecology. And so that's the second thing that I really want to make sure that everyone leaves here with, is that eco is kind of an equation for us, and the economic benefits have to equal or exceed the ecological benefits when we're talking about anything that's that we're doing in that space. I also want to say that in terms of Sun's internal model, every job, we consider every job at Sun an eco job. The idea is we want our entire company to be thinking innovatively, to be sharing, using that innovate, act, and share mantra that we talk about in terms of our eco-responsibility organization and as a company, as a philosophy. And really, when people tell us, geez, I'd really like to join your eco group and be able to work in the eco space, we tell them, you're in the exact right place right now, and we want you to think about, you know, what it is that you can do for yourself, for your customers, whether they're internal or external customers, to really be able to make every job an eco job at Sun. I'm going to talk a little bit about, this is a slide that I put up that's a kind of a Venn diagram of the idea of relative payback and relative effort in terms of IT energy consumption and efficiency. And I talk about this with customers because we get a lot of questions about what is it that I should do in an IT space that has the biggest payback, that is the most effective way to concentrate on it. Should I concentrate on the facility? Should I concentrate on the IT things? What could I do in the IT space? And I use this chart to kind of illustrate the fact that there are many different levels of effort that you can try and pursue in the effort to make your data center more green and to make your operations more efficient. They range from things as simple as recommissioning a data center, retrocommissioning. I'll talk about these in a little bit more depth in a little while, all the way through business process and application redesign. And in those spaces, there are, you could spend a lot more time and a lot more effort on things and get more payback. In some cases, you can actually spend more time and more effort and get less payback than you would from some of the other ones. For example, a pure technology refresh might take less effort than a consolidation and virtualization effort. It might actually pay back higher. So you have to be able to look at the different technologies and the different approaches in different ways to be able to pick the best ones for your organization. Retrocommissioning is the idea of being able to go into a data center or into a building and retune all of the mechanical and electrical systems in there. And this is one of the simplest things that people can do. We tell people, go through your data center with a fine-tooth comb, and I'm sure that Jack has talked about some of this as well, that you want to be able to do things like plug holes in the floor and arrange tiles and make sure that the systems are working the way that they were designed to do. And there have been studies done. The chart that I have here is from a study that was done at Lawrence Berkeley National Labs in 2004 that talks about the cost and the payback of retrocommissioning. And this study was done on whole building retrocommissionings, but there have been indications that the same kind of payback works for data center retrocommissioning. So where you go in and you say, you know, what should our set point of the temperature be, and is the airflow managed the way that we thought it was going to be, and are the loads of the systems in there the way that we think that they should be? And you can see from the slide that the payback is generally less than 1 year for the whole building studies, and we expect the same to be true once detailed measurements are taken of those kind of things inside of data centers. Now, I'll talk also about virtualization. This is a slide that represents a study of some of the virtualization that was done inside Sun's own IT organization. And what's interesting about this, and when customers ask me, you know, should I use virtualization in my eco portfolio, in my toolbox of things that I'm going to apply to try and make my operations more green, I say absolutely. Virtualization is one of the key tools in that green toolbox that you'll use in the data center. And to give you an idea of what kind of results you might see, let me just tell you that Sun has been working on virtualizing its applications for about 4 to 6 years, depending on which of the applications you talk about and which of the efforts that are in there. So their internal organization has been working on this, and this is the result of some of it. So this study tracked 5,600 different applications that were running on 2,800 servers inside Sun's production data centers. And most of these, the virtualization technology that was used were Solaris containers, as you'd expect for Sun's internal data center operations. But the interesting thing is that the large piece of the pie, the 70% of the machine count, were only running about 35% of the total application count. So those are, that big blue piece, are machines that were running one instance of an application or one single application. That application or piece of software was the only thing that was running on that box. The smaller pieces of the pie are machines that were running at least two, and in some cases up to 30 different applications inside of Solaris containers and virtual machines, essentially, and that were able to be consolidated and make better use of the hardware that was available on the data center floor. And so you can see that the 200 machines, the 200 most densely populated machines up there in the small wedges, were actually running almost 2,000 of the 5,600 app instances that were tracked. And so this is an example, I think, where you could get to as a company if you really focus on virtualization. Now, what this means is, you know, if we had to go back to one machine per application, or if this had been one machine per application, we would have had 1,800 or 1,600 more machines in this production data center in order to be able to run these applications, just for the ones that were in the high-density machines up there in the top. So I think you get to see that the virtualization is a great way. If I don't have as many machines in, I'm not using as much energy, and I'm able to get the benefits from both the IT energy usage and the infrastructure, the cooling and the power, I don't have to cool the watts that I'm not using in the IT infrastructure through the rest of that stuff. I want to spend a minute talking about our Santa Clara data center, and the slide shows a picture of a flash animation that's available on our website at the URL that's listed at the top. Sun's Innovate, Act, and Share tenant of the eco-responsibility thing, we built our efficient data center, and we've put a web video out there that tells about how we did it, where we run basically one Fortune 500 customer per day through the data center and show them how we did it. We're very, very happy to talk about this. And Emerson was one of the big partners in this data center project that we did. And so feel free to go to this website and see some of the things, some of the ways that we made not only the IT infrastructure in there, which I'll talk about in a minute, but the power and cooling infrastructure as well is highly efficient in that space. The pod concept is what we call the way we deploy things inside there. So this is a scalable, modular piece of infrastructure that included power distribution, network distribution, cooling infrastructure in a way that needed to be flexible in terms of being able to deploy rack densities from 6 kilowatts per rack all the way up to 24 or even 30 kilowatts per rack. And we were able to come up with a flexible design that incorporated Emerson's Liebert's overhead cooling modules and some power distribution things from United Electric Corp. On slab floor, as well as just a tiny bit of raised floor in this data center, to reduce cost and make sure that we had the ability to do this scalable high-density data center. And we've been so successful with this, we're still collecting data on how efficient the data center is compared to our other conventional data center spaces. And you'll see information about that on Sun's website, again, part of our Innovate, Act, and Share piece that talks about that. But one of the real creative things about this data center and the design that we did was the way that we consolidated the IT information or the IT infrastructure that was inside of that. So building the efficient power and cooling infrastructure was one thing, but we needed to consolidate 2,200 machines down into a smaller number of machines. And so you'll see on the next slide that in the Santa Clara data center, we ended up consolidating 2,200 machines down onto 1,000. We consolidated 750 storage devices down onto about 250. And as a result, we were able to reduce the energy costs by 60%, moving from one campus and consolidating these machines, reducing our carbon emissions, which is important for Sun because we have a publicly stated greenhouse gas reduction target, and get over $1 million in rebates and awards from our utility. We took the knowledge that we did in terms of this consolidation and virtualization project and building it into the efficient data center and applied that then to the Texas Advanced Computing Center that's in at the University of Texas in Austin. This project produced what is currently the most powerful computer in the world. It's at the top of the big computer lists in a way that was energy efficient, space efficient, and extremely high performance using standard off-the-shelf kind of equipment, and again, taking into account the idea that we wanted to consolidate and virtualize and make sure that machines inside the data center were highly utilized. Just to share a little bit about, jumping back and forth a little bit here, but from the Santa Clara consolidation space, there's a picture on the next slide that shows about 20% of the equipment that we consolidated when we moved into this highly efficient data center. And again, you can hear the story about this on the Eco Innovations website in the flash from the people that actually executed the project for Sun. So you get that, again, direct exposure inside. There are other projects and other examples of virtualization. And remembering, thinking back to that colorful slide that I showed that was the payback and effort slide, as you move out into those concentric circles, we could talk about projects that we've done technology refresh, where we've done consolidation and virtualization. And then the slide that's up here on the real virtualization savings talks about a very large project that Sun has going right now, where we're replacing our enterprise resource planning system, our ERP system, basically the financial guts of the company on a multi-year, multi-hundred-person, multi-hundred-million-dollar IT effort. This is the big circle on that payback and effort chart that I showed earlier. In the beginning of this process, we had over 1,900 machines that were dedicated to some part of processing Sun's enterprise resource planning applications around the world. When we finished the consolidation, and this is taking an application and business process redesign over these multi-year terms, we'll have about 150 machines, so almost a 10-to-1 reduction that will end up running that ERP function inside Sun. So again, you can see the huge paybacks that come from this, but it's a very large effort, multi-year, multi-hundred-million-dollar, as I said, and we expect to recover that investment in less than 4 years once the project is up and running. So, in summary, let me just say I think that there are a number of steps you can take. I always encourage people to establish credibility to start, you know, take a little project to start with in that hierarchy of effort that we talked about, the Venn diagram. You know, start with some retro commissioning, do a little bit of technology refresh, work on your way up to consolidation and virtualization and the application and business process redesign. And remember that those projects where you reduce the IT load inside the data center pay off two for one in terms of the amount of energy that you save, because you save a watt at the IT equipment and another watt through the power and cooling infrastructure. And really, I think it's very important to find good partners in this that are really knowledgeable about data center space. You can end up working projects that don't have a big payback, and that's a very important thing to make sure that, again, the idea of economy and ecology balancing, you want to make sure that you have good returns on your investments so that you're able to continue to do those green IT projects. So thank you for listening. I'll hand it back to you at this time.